goodness gracious mercy me. Whew. How many of you have seen The Greatest Showman, that musical? One fantastic. And thank you, Bill, for bringing that to the table and knocking it out of the park, as you always do. Let's give some more love to Bill, to Robert, and our page turner, Tammy, because, you know, what they do is just amazing. So what emotions and feelings come up with when you hear that song? And you're free to call it. What is it that you hear or feel? Come on. You have permission. Inspired. What is it? Childhood memories. Perseverance. I know the people on Cyber Sanctuary are yelling really loud. I'm sure I can hear you on another level. A million dreams for the world we create. My question is, are you still dreaming? Are you still dreaming of a world that we can make? Or have your dreams subsided and are they somewhat by the wayside? I'll be truthful. Mine have gone off to the wayside unless I'm dedicated to doing the visioning work. It is easy to get caught up in all the things in this world. Think back when you were a kid. 4, 5, 6, 7, before you started to get aware of what was really going on in the world, because we all have that time. I looked at my pictures and I'm like, when I was 8 in third grade, I still had innocence. 9 and I was in fourth grade, not so much. There was a little light that went out of my eyes. I started to see things in a different way. But recall those days when you could do anything. What was it that you dreamed of doing? Go ahead. You're allowed to call things out today. This is an interactive journey. Were you an astronaut? Right on. Who flew to the moon? Who flew a plane? Who flew without any device? Some of us are flyers, okay? Or we were flyers in our youth. You'd close your eyes and you could actually fly. Your spirit flew. Are you still having that experience? Do you still believe that you can do anything? Or do you have the world that is coloring your picture, your frame of what can be? I think most of us can be discouraged. I mean, I spoke of this last week. What is it that came up for that little kid that lost the light in her eyes between third grade and fourth grade? I guess that we call, and I called it last week, life. Life happens. Disappointments. People say things, they do other things. Things are not the way we could have saw them at some point. So we have disappointments, discouragement. We have changes in our life. We have losses. How many times things can you have lost? We lose our childhood. We lose our youth. We begin having older experiences, so now I'm grieving sometimes the aging process where I can't do things the way I used to. There's relationships that don't work or are broken up, and there's death. So we have plenty of ways that can discourage us from dreaming. And yet, that's what we have to return to. Jesus said, "And a child shall lead them." And he also said, to enter the kingdom of heaven, to be that child again. So my goal today is to talk about that part of us that may be dimmed, may have been in the closet for a lot of reasons. Is there a way that we can bring that inner child? And I believe we have inner children, but that's a whole nother talk. So that we have a child inside that still believes. But we need to nurture that part. I've learned to be the good mom and good dad to my inner children because that actually supports me. There are those parts of us that are the child, they still live within us. They're still that part of us. And yet, I don't know about you, but I got, get your head out of the clouds. Anyone? Stop dreaming. Well, I'd like to suggest start dreaming. Get your head back in the clouds. Keep your feet on the ground, but put your head back in the clouds. You have my permission, not that you need it, but give yourself permission to dream again, to scheme and scream so that we can have that world that we can make, because it all starts here. So with all the things that go on in life, what is it that keeps you from sinking your ship in the sea of disappointment, disillusionment, disease, despair, death, all the D words? It's funny that there are all a lot of D words there. So go ahead, call out. What is it that keeps you afloat? Music. Faith. Unity Santa Fe. You get point. He gets points on his chart. Relationships. Laughter. Bill Brooks. Come on. Right? So I ask these questions because it's important to know what it is that keeps us from sinking our own ships, because we have our inner demons and voices and inner critics, and we have the outer world with racism and injustices and homelessness and you name it, climate change. And it would be really easy to go, you know, lose hope, lose the dreams. This world's messed up. But we need to keep alive. So I want to go back to a Charles Fillmore quote. And it is, and I spoke of this a few weeks ago, "I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm, and I spring forth with a mighty faith to do what is mine to do." And I told you how old he was last time. Who remembers? 94? I heard the question. He was 94 years young. Now, question, was Charles Fillmore problem-free? Then what was it that kept him in that sizzle enthusiasm? I mean, his wife Myrtle had passed. He had hardships. He had his own interesting things. He was a human being. But he was still sizzling at age 94 with zeal and enthusiasm. How many of you are saying that I sizzle? Okay, come on. I'm hearing laughter. I don't think there's a lot of sizzle. There might be fizzle, drizzle. Okay, come on. So I'm going to unpack this line because it's super important. He fairly sizzles, which is heat and its energy, right? With zeal and enthusiasm. And that is all about this energy, that childlike energy. It's just like that two-year-old that runs around. That's zeal and enthusiasm. So what does he do with that zeal and enthusiasm? He springs forth. So that propels him. He's springing, and he's springing forth. With what? With a mighty faith. What is that mighty faith in? To do what is mine to do. To do what is mine to do. To do what is yours to do. That is the key element that I think enlivens and has him sizzling with zeal and enthusiasm. It's because he has, the word is purpose. He knows what his purpose is, and he lets that zeal and enthusiasm propel him, spring him forth, so that he can do his purpose. What is his to do? So my question is, do you know what your purpose is? Are you clear? Are you living your purpose? If not, guess what? There's a workshop I hear is happening at Unity Santa Fe on August 14th. Just saying. But most of you are probably really clear and you're living it. However, if you want to dive into it, it's a two-hour workshop. It might be worth your time to put forth some energy in discovering what that is again. And I'll give you tools. Yes, you get to work when you come to the workshop, that's for sure. So Reverend Linda Martellowitz said in her book, Divine Audacity, which is a study of the 12 powers, she states on the power of zeal, which is what we've been studying this month, three things she says about zeal. Zeal, spiritual zeal, is about harnessing the harnessing of enthusiasm as a propellant into purposeful living. There's that word again, purposeful. And it's a propellant. I think that's what the word spring forth by Charles said. She also says, zeal is an attitude of forwardness and courageousness. And last, she says, zeal is single-minded in devotion to one's purpose. There's that word again. So the question is, do you know what your purpose is? Not porpoise, but you might have a porpoise too. So Deepak Chopra, in his book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, speaks of the seventh spiritual law, which is the law of dharma, or purpose in life. He says that we're spiritual beings who have taken physical form in order to fulfill a specific purpose. Everyone has a purpose. And I read a quote said, sometimes that purpose was to be an example of what not to be. Just saying, so you might go, isn't that interesting? So everyone has a purpose in life, a unique skill or gift or a talent to give to others. And for every talent or gift that you uniquely have, you might think you're just like everyone else, but that's not the truth. You are unique in how you experience life, how you see life, how you speak, how you listen. It's not a big thing. It's that you are a specific purpose. And so you have a gift to give, whether you recognize it or not. And when you pair that with a unique need, because whether you know it or not, you are needed in this world. You have a place in this world. You may not see it, and that's often the case, but there is a purpose for you. Could be caring for the planet, taking care of plants, taking care of an animal, volunteering to work with children. There are so many elders. There are so many places and ways to give of our gifts when we identify them and then get passionate and we're learning what our passions are. So he says, when we blend this unique talent that we all have with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and exhalation of our spirit. He says, the first component of the law of dharma, I love this, is that we're each here to discover our true self, our divine nature, or I love this, divinity in disguise. Did you know that you are in disguise? Hello, every one of you is wearing a costume of personality, of body, of being, but we are divinity in disguise. Well, the secret's out. I know that you are the divine in expression. The second law, part of the dharma, is again to discover your unique talent. And the third is ask the question, how can I serve? Where can I serve? How can I help? I love New Amsterdam, the movie, the show, TV show. The main character, Max, would always go, how can I help? I ask the question of people, how can I support you? How can I support you? Part of my mission is to support people in the fullest expression of who they are. And so that means a lot of different things. So dharma is finding what it is and finding a way to serve. You can serve in this community. There's a lot of folks in here that actually serve Unity Santa Fe in different capacities. We have different service teams. It's another way to go, what is my talent and gift, and can I share that with this community? Because this community is not the minister. The community is every one of us being a part of love in action. So do you know what your dharma is, your purpose in life? Truth is, our purpose in life can change, okay? We all have different purposes. And would you like to know, before I do the workshop, how you might engage more in your purpose? Anybody? Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll see you afterwards. Well, before I tell you any of those things that you might take notes on, a gentleman named Enoch Tan in Discovering Your Life Purpose and Destiny says, we're put on earth, and these are the 5 points of our purpose. Again, some of you are writing this down. Good for you. Because I don't come in here to share something that'll go in one ear and out the other. My purpose, my intention, is that it lands and that it goes with you, and that you actually do something maybe with it. I don't want to necessarily be inspirational as much as transformational. Transformation, to make an effect, that it has a change. So the 5 points, number one, of discovering your life purpose. One, it's something that expresses who we are and what we are. It's doing through being. So I always like to ask myself, not what is on my to-do list, but the first question in the morning is, how do I want to be today? Because we all got to-do lists, hello, right? How do I want to be in my doing? I want to be patient, I want to be kind, I want to be present. Ask yourself that in the morning. Two, it's something we enjoy, something we have passion for. Do you know what you're passionate for? Or are you kind of like in the, that's why we're going to revisit that passion at the workshop. It's our vision. It's something we believe we can create in the world. You may not think you can make a difference, but as it's been said, I think Margaret Mead, it's a small group of people that make that difference. It's the little things we do that make the bigger difference. Four, it's something we accept as our lifestyle, that we don't just do it here and there, but it actually incorporates every aspect of my life. I'm a recycler like crazy. I go into garbage cans and I'm like pulling stuff out. And I've learned a few things about recycling that kind of upset me even more. Like, I want to be plastic free. Good luck with that, Liz. But I am committed to learning how to be plastic free. That is a huge shift just for me. I'm learning to do this for myself, for our planet, because it's something I can do, and it does mean I get to change a few things that I've been doing. And I'm open to that. And so it's part of my lifestyle becoming. And five, it's something we believe in and that we can devote our lives to. So, what is a life without purpose? Well, it's not much of a life in my opinion. So, we all have different purposes in life. Our purpose, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is the reason for something that is being done or created or for which something exists. Your purpose is why you exist, why you're put on earth. Purpose and passion go hand in hand. Once you have to figure out what drives you, what fuels you, what are you passionate about? So I'm going to give you some questions that I'm going to invite you to start asking yourself, because the way you get to learn your purpose is the one word, well, two words, but questions. Question yourself. Take the time, or not, but take the time. Is it worth your time to find out what your passion is? We don't take the time. We got all these other things to, quote, do. But I'm going to encourage you to ask some of these questions of yourself. When have you been happiest in your life? Write that down. Think about it. What qualities do you admire in other people? Here's the one. What makes you feel fully alive and energized? When do you feel most up? What makes your heart sing and makes you want to dance and makes you want to spring forth with a mighty faith to do what is yours to do? Here's one for you, really getting deeper. If you only had 1 week to live, I love these questions. What would you do with that week? I mean, we're going deep here, and I intend to go deep because, again, I want you to take these and think about them. And not just think about them, but when you write them down, it becomes more concrete. And sometimes things come out of my pen that I wouldn't have thought, but putting pen to paper changes it up. It becomes, and then some more things will flow. If you could change one thing about the world, only one? What would it be? See what comes to mind, because that is some clue as to what is yours to do and to discover what you can do to impact that. So besides these questions, I'm going to invite you to do three things. Number one, list your passions and your interests. List them. You all can write. I know you can. You can even type them on your computer. Write them out. My interests and passions are what? What things, again, have a list. And write down what you would love, what you love. Today's title is, What Do You Love? When people come to me or I want to know about a prayer request, which, by the way, prayer request to me, there's no such thing as a request for me. A request for me is that it is being a revealment, that you are open to the revealment of whatever you have put down as your prayer request is something revealed. When you put your prayers in the baskets, I give thanks, saying, I am so happy and grateful now that this or even greater is already so. And I do that with each one of them. I don't need to pray over them for 30 days. Because when I do a prayer, it is a thank you, it is done. And we are one, and it is fun, and I can stop. I can go into my rhyming. And that's fine, because the third thing, besides writing down what you love, see, I will ask Sandy, what would you love? I never ask people, what do you want? Because that goes here. What do you love? There's a different answer that will show up. What would you love? People go, well, what would I love? It's deeper, and it goes to the heart, which is number three, find your joy. Do you find your joy? Think about what makes you blissfully happy. Think about the last time you laughed so hard that your sides hurt. Think about the type of play you had as a child. Get in touch with your inner child. What did it like to do? Mine likes to play pickleball. You know? She likes music, and she is putting more music on my Pandora so that I can dance. So here's the question. Well, did you know what your GPS really is? You have a GPS. It gives you direction. It's located right here, your heart. And the word is joy. Joy is your GPS, because if you are living in your joy, you are living with spirit. Do you know the word desire is actually broken? It's from a Latin word. Of, sire is father, which can be translated to spirit. Every desire I have is not my desire. It's spirit's desire to have that experience and expression by means of me. So everything that you would love is spirit wanting to have that as you and your experience. I love to have that kind of thinking, because when I get up, I'm like, okay, great spirit, what do you want to do by means of me today? You want to have fun? Okay. You want to have love and joy? Where do you want to go today? Who do you want to serve? How do you want to serve? Spirit, by means of me. I like that. It changes it up for me. So Pablo Picasso said, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And then I thought, to give it, instead of being one word, a way, how about two words? Giving your gift a way to express. Okay? So how do you give it away And when do you give it away, your gift? There's only one answer. Today. Today is the only time we have. And I'm going to close with this couple quotes here. First of all, I am. I was regretting the past and fearing the future. Suddenly, my Lord was speaking. My name is I am. When you live in the past with its mistakes and regrets, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I was. When you live in the future with all its problems and fears, it is hard. I am not there. My name is not I will be. When you live in this moment, it is not hard. I am here. My name is I am. And the second quote, much of my life, I have looked for God in the momentous, while he, she has been waiting in the moment. This is the moment, this is the time, and that's all we have. So I encourage you, I support you in discovering and living your purpose and doing and being all that you love, and know that you are that, and so it is.